Well, time now for our monthly feature brought to us by the folks at Sauce Magazine. It's the magazine's hit list, a list of new places to try in this ever-growing restaurant market. Joining us from Sauce are Heather Hughes, managing editor, and art director Meera Nagarajan. No beard winner this time, ladies, but we had hopes that we might have a St. Louis representative on
yes,
that list.
Unfortunately, no. We had two finalists in the Best Chef Midwest. Kevin Nashen, chef owner of Sydney Street Cafe in Benton Park, and Kevin Willman, chef owner of Farmhouse. But unfortunately, we struck out this year. But it was good to have two out of five of the finalists in Best Chef Midwest be from St. Louis.
We still do pretty well. We have a lot to be proud of, don't we, Meera?
Yeah, of course.
Well, let's get on with some of the places that we're here to talk about today. Heather, I'll start with you. Weber, as in Weber Kettle?
Yes, the very one. Weber Grill Restaurant opened April 4th in the Galleria. This is the fifth Weber location. There are three in Illinois and one in Indiana. So we were excited to check this out. It's in the former Blackfin American Grill location, which is huge, 9,000 square feet. And they have over 300 seats, two big patios. Obviously, the menu's centered around Weber grills. Everything sort of touches a fire a little bit. Even the menus sections are called fire starters and fire sides and things like that. So, of course, lots of steaks, burgers, barbecue. But I was surprised that my favorite thing was a planked salmon, which was a little bit unexpected. It's served with a honey bourbon glaze, and it was so tender. It didn't, like, flake apart. It almost melted, like it. The pieces slid off onto my fork, which was pretty impressive. And then also a wood-fired crab cake was another favorite and a surprising one. It had like a Southwestern theme with black beans, poblano peppers, and it was huge, really big with big pieces of crab in it, topped with avocado, which shows a pretty good range if you're focusing on steaks and burgers and can still pull off a nice crab cake.
Well, you would think, though, for a room that size, that that barbecue would be a tough thing to be able to pull off successfully.
Yeah, well, they have a lot of grill experience.
Yeah.
Smokers, they're also, it's connected to a Weber Grill Academy, where they have every single kind of Weber grill ever made available for classes and things like that. And the open kitchen has these giant kettles that you can see while you're eating. You can watch all the flames rise, which is pretty fun.
So it's a totally different kind of experience. It's the backyard without the backyard, right?
Exactly.
Right. Meera, what's yours?
Well, I went to Washington, Missouri to go see the Farm to You Market. Todd Geisert, he's a farmer in Washington, Missouri. He has a hog farm, and he recently, with his wife Katie, opened up Farm to You Market. And the offerings there are sourced from vendors within a 200-mile radius of the store. So there's a strong emphasis on local, and you know they're partnering with a lot of different regional farmers and people who are making little local artisanal products. So, for example, we saw a number of things from a companion baker. And we saw stuff from a guy who has a place called Thompson Farm Soups and More. So they're talking to like local people, you know, smaller operations. And really what Todd Geisert and his wife are doing are kind of partnering with people and giving them a place to sell their stuff. Sometimes, you know, Todd Geisert joked with us saying that farmers don't like to talk to a lot of people. They're working out there. They're hard workers, solitary. And so he was like, I'm a farmer and they trust me. So we're going to work together to make sure that their products get into the hands of consumers who want to support our local community. And it's pretty unique what he's doing. And they have in the grocery store, they have something called the Barnyard Cafe, which is a 40-seat space in the grocery store where you can order a sandwich from the deli, or you can order pre-made things from the deli case and eat them there. But they're planning, this is kind of cool, they're planning to do monthly dinners. So Todd Geisert sells a lot of his pork products to area chefs. For example, Ben MacArthur from Jay MacArthur's. And they're hoping to encourage those chefs to come to Farm to You Market and cook at Barnyard Cafe and have these cool monthly dinners.
This concept really has caught on in the last year or two, hasn't it? This concept of local produce, for instance, working with local farmers.
Yeah, I think it has. And I think what's really interesting is people like him and places like Local Harvest Grocery who are trying to figure out ways to get local produce into the hands of consumers is great. I mean, farmers market season is happening now, but, you know, during the winter months and, you know, after the harvest is over, this is a great alternative for people to turn to if they really want local products.
Well, it's about a 45-minute drive from downtown St. Louis, maybe a little bit more. Is it worth the trip?
Definitely. I think you can stock up on a lot of cool products that aren't just produce. Like, they're selling ice cream, and they're selling pasta from Midwest Pasta Company, and they're selling, you know, they have eggs that they're doing. What they're doing is they have a farm-to-you label, which features a bunch of small-scale producers under one banner. So they may collect eggs from 10 different farmers, for example. And so they always have a large supply of eggs. And so you don't have to just go get vegetables. You can get a number of different products there that'll last, and it's worth the drive for sure.
And the farmers have to love it.
I hope so. Yeah. Let's hope for their – I hope it succeeds, and I think they're off to a really good start.
Heather, let's turn back to you now. We have another one here you want to talk about. This is quite different, at least to my mind and my eye. It's quite different.
Well, I wanted to talk about Angie Burger, which is a food truck.
I thought we were going to go with Shift Test.
I can talk to you.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I've got our list out of order.
I'll just start there. I mean, this is the newest restaurant from Dave Bailey. He has, I think, now a total of 7 restaurants. And they have a really fast-growing restaurant business. And they're constantly testing stuff for their new restaurants. And I think that's where Shift Test Kitchen and Takeout came from, is that they want to figure out a way to test their food that they're going to serve at restaurants and get feedback from people and see how people respond to it. And right now, they opened recently, and they're at 313 North 11th Street downtown, and they're testing barbecue. So for the foreseeable future, they're going to be having some kind of a barbecue menu, barbecue-focused menu. And every day, there's going to be something different on the menu, hence the name Shift. It's always going to be changing, and they're always going to be updating and revising things so that they can come up with dishes that they eventually want to serve at this restaurant or that restaurant. I think that's the hope. So the way that it works right now is that you just come in, you place an order, and you get it to go. There's no seats in the restaurant. It's a beautiful space. It's a tiny space, but it's really lovely. And you come in, there's drinks. I think you can get a drink and wait for your dish to come. I think they're planning on doing mobile ordering, so you can do everything from your phone in the future, where you go online, you place your order, whatever, you know, extras or substitutions. I don't know how that'll work, but that's the plan. And you can pay online and then come in and pick it up. So they're trying to get you in and out and make it a quick experience and be really efficient with their time. And when we went, we had a brisket with a sweet Kansas City style sauce, and we had a mac and cheese that was a little spicy with some jalapeno in it. And we tried their pork belly sandwich with this firecracker sauce that had like a little spicy kick and a hint of fruity, like cherry note in there. And then we also had a couple of desserts. We tried their chocolate chip cookies, which are great. They're already wrapped up, ready to go. You just grab it and go. And then they also had a blueberry pie ice cream that we really enjoyed.
But it's only carry out. Do I understand that correctly?
That is correct, yeah.
And do you really know when you go there what's going to be available, because they're testing every day? Is that right?
I think you're not going to know exactly what's on the menu, but for the foreseeable future, like I said, it's going to be barbecue-focused. So that could mean different American regional barbecue. It could mean global barbecue, like Korean barbecue or what have you. So I think barbecue, if that's your thing for the time being, they're going to have something you like.
All right. And it's an easier drive than Washington, Missouri.
It is.
Easier access, I should say.
It depends on where you are, though.
Of course, if you're in Washington, Missouri coming down, it's that same drive.
You got it.
All right. Okay, Heather, now it's back to you. There are other ways to get your food these days as the weather improves, food trucks being one of them.
Yeah, comes to you. We wanted to talk about a couple new food trucks that opened, and we won't go into too much detail because I know Catherine Claney is going to come and talk about the best new food trucks feature from this issue. But one of the best that opened in the last month is Angie Burger, which is run by Angie Seville, who won the Budweiser Bud and Burgers competition in July last year. And she used those winnings to buy her own truck and now is handing out burgers and tots, just a couple things, but done really well. You can find her at City Garden or elsewhere. Check their Facebook account to find the most current location. And I would recommend ordering the Angie Burger, which obviously it's what the truck was named for. It's a good choice. But the patty itself has cheddar, bacon, garlic, and Budweiser in it. And then it's topped with caramelized onion, American and Provel cheeses, and bacon with tomato and spinach.
My mouth is watering.
Kind of hard to go wrong.
Mira, we only have 30 seconds left for yours.
Well, owner Samantha Mitchell, she has farm truck. And she used to work at Annie Gunn's in Chesterfield. So sourcing local, nose-to-tail butchery is kind of their signature. And when we went there, we had a mojo pork panini, chili brined ham, pulled pork Swiss cheese, citrus cabbage slaw that was delicious. And then do not miss their savory beignets, which is sort of like sausage wrapped inside of a pancake, fried and drizzled with a little bit of honey.
Sounds delicious.
Pretty good.
Mira Nagarajan, thank you so much for being with us from Sauce Magazine. Heather Hughes, great to see you again.
Thanks for having
me. My mouth still waters, as it always does when you guys show up. Thanks again. Archived versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. The program is a production of St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU. Thanks for listening. I'm Don Marsh.